For the past 3 weeks, we have been introducing to you Jesus Christ with the topic of Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham. There are countless gods in the world. From ancient times to the present, nearly all peoples across the regions have engaged with gods. For tribes that relied on hunting for survival, it was general to seek the help of the gods they served before going on a hunt. When battles broke out between tribes, they were sometimes seen as wars between the gods those tribes served. Each of these gods had a name. Whether a small tribe or a kingdom in the cradle of civilization, they had gods whom they worshipped, and they called upon them by name. Then, what is the name of the god we serve? When we get to know someone, don't we first learn their name? Likewise, if we are to have fellowship with a particular god, we must first know his name. Only then can we call upon the god and engage in fellowship. So what is the name of the god the Christians serve? If we were to travel around the world and ask this question to those who attend the church, many would likely answer Jehovah or Yahweh. However, let me tell you the conclusion first. The name of the God we serve is Jesus. The name of the God we worship is Jesus. You come to church because you desire to have fellowship with Him. You come to church because you long to meet Him. This God Himself has taught us His name, Jesus. Therefore, as you continue attending church and having fellowship with Him, you will find yourself calling upon the name of Jesus and relying on Him more and more. This is our faith, and we must deeply cherish the name of Jesus. Then what about the name of Jehovah Yahweh, the Lord? That was the name God temporarily revealed to us before giving us the name Jesus. So why didn't He reveal the name Jesus from the beginning and instead first give us the name the Lord? The name Jesus is very precious. You wouldn't give a fine pearl shilling to a little child and tell him, take good care of this. The child is still unsteady on their feet, would easily drop in and break it. Instead, it will only be given when the child has grown up enough. Let's say we plan to give $10,000 to the child for his education. We want to give the money to the child, but perhaps put it in a term deposit. We could write on a piece of paper $10,000 and give it to him, saying, you keep this, and when you are old enough, I will give you the money. Similarly, because man was unable to bear the name Jesus, he revealed it later on. We can say that the name the Lord was given during the process of raising of mankind. Thankfully, we have received the name Jesus and we call on that name at church. The name the Lord is much like receiving one's business card. May I ask what your name is? We ask this when we first meet someone. Because we needed to address them by name, we can't say hey each time we call them, nor can we keep saying excuse me. Similarly, God gave the name the Lord so that people could address Him by that name. However, when the time came, God didn't give us only His name card, He gave us His seal. When we buy a house, we have to sign a contract. Let's say the house costs $100 billion, you pay the money and get the house. But you must sign the contract. Your registered seal goes on the contract. Nobody will attach their business card to the contract. It is your signature that goes on it. This isn't just any ordinary stamp that anyone can copy and use. Its registered seal is unique to you and it cannot be replicated by someone else. It has legal power. People can give their business cards and promise to do something for you. But their business cards cannot do much. However, if they sign a document, it becomes legally binding, and they will have to carry out the requirements of the document. Likewise, the name Jesus that we received from God is like receiving His signature. Originally, God did not give His name to us from the very start. He first gave it to the one and only beloved one of God, the very Jesus Christ, whom we believe in. 2,000 years ago, He came to the earth where He was persecuted by man and in the end scourged and killed on the cross. To Him, God gave the name Jesus, His very own name. It was like He gave His registered seal. So, when we look at the works Jesus did on earth, there are many that are incomprehensible to man. For example, at the word of Jesus, the eyes of the blind were opened, the dead were raised, the crippled walked, the paralytic was made well. The storm was calmed. All these things occurred before the name Jesus. And it is the power of God's signature that Jesus possessed. Such works that only God can do. Yet since God gave His name to Jesus, He was able to do these works by God's authority. Thus, people were astonished by the works Jesus performed. However, many were disappointed when they saw Jesus dying on the cross. But it turned out that even His death on the cross was commanded by God. It was also the authority God gave unto Jesus to die on the cross. At the time, people couldn't understand why He had to shed His blood and die on the cross so miserably. However, we found out that it was for the price of our sins. We humans cannot even lift our heads up before the holy God. He is holy. He is full of life. He is righteous. He is the creator of all things. And His heart is full of virtue. Although we consider ourselves righteous in our eyes, we who are sinners are so filthy when we stand before Him. Our thoughts and our words are all very filthy. Sometimes we do good, but they are only considered good by people. In God's eyes, they are nothing. For the most part, we are evil. Our thoughts are always evil, and we are utterly ungrateful. We certainly do kind things to one another. In God's eyes, we don't deserve to come before Him. According to God's law, we are deserved to be cursed and destroyed. But it does not end there. We deserve to go to hell and to suffer eternally. No one is an exception. We are all the same. People who attend the church that believe in Jesus because they are holy, they believe in Jesus to live. Because they realize that just how filthy they are, they come before God. If an unclean person comes before God, he would be cursed and destroyed. But thankfully, Jesus paid the price of our sins by shedding His blood and dying on the cross 2,000 years ago. This is what we believe. That is why we can stand before God confidently. How can a sinner like me dare to come before God and call upon His name? Yet because God paid the price of our sins 2,000 years ago, we believe this and come to Him. It is Jesus who fulfilled this work, and He did that because God the Father commanded Him. It was by that name Jesus, the very name that God the Father gave Him, that He did this work. What do you think is the meaning of the name of Jesus? God's will is contained within the name. The name Jesus means God of salvation. The meaning of the name Jesus is God saves His people, and God saves the sinners. So from the start, God had a plan in His heart to save us humans. The name, which is His own, He gave to His Son Jesus Christ. Hence, Jesus came in that name, did His work, and even saved us. Where did He save us from? He saved us from sin. We are freed from sin. Since a sinner must go to hell, Jesus saved us from hell. Therefore, believers in Jesus will not go to hell. Also, demons torment us. If people are kind and good, they should be blessed and healthy, but for some reason, troubles come to them. Why is that? Because there are countless demons. He saves us from the demons also. Anyone who believes in Jesus can experience these things. We can drive out demons and be healed of sickness. He also saved us from poverty. Poverty does not simply mean a lack of money. Poverty means being unable to do what you needed to do. But the rich can do what they needed to do, regardless of how much money they have. We are able to do what we believe we have to do. Even if we don't have money, we can still do it. There are many ways. Non-believers won't be able to do that, which unbelievers cannot do because of their worries about life. Believers in Jesus can do without worrying about their living. Even coming to church on the Lord's Day is impossible if one doesn't have faith. People would rather work to earn more money. Some jobs give double pay if you work on the Lord's Day. However, we Christians would even close our business for the day to come to church. Why? Because we entrust everything to God and know that He will lead us. But if one doesn't have faith, he would have to slave away at work on the Lord's Day. Such people resent others for it. I don't get any rest. I don't get to do anything I want. However, nobody demanded them to that. They are enslaved by their fear, fear of hunger, fear of not having money. But what happens to them after making all the money? People work hard all their lives to earn money, and by the time they are ready to take a rest and enjoy, many get cancer, suffer a stroke, or have a car accident, and they end up spending all their money trying to sort out those problems. Life really is vanity. However, those who are close to God, those who use the name Jesus, possess God's seal. Therefore, they can use His seal. His promise to save us is fulfilled upon us. God gave His seal to Jesus, and Jesus has also given that to us. The passage we just read now is a part of Jesus' prayer. It was Jesus' prayer to God on the night before He was crucified. For You gave me Your name, Father God. I have given this name to those who believe in Me, that they be one as We are one. In other words, God and His Son became one because the name was given to the Son. They share the same seal. But Jesus prayed, I want to give them this seal as well, that they may be kept in the world. In the world, curses seek to destroy them, death torment them, and the poverty distresses them. But Father, give them the name You gave Me. Give them the seal You gave Me so that they can also use it. Thus, believers in Jesus believe in the name. It is by possessing the name that we are saved. When we are baptized, we are baptized in Jesus' name. When we pray in Jesus' name. When we drive out demons, we do so in Jesus' name. Laying hands on the sick, as Jesus said, when you lay hands on the sick, they will get well, is also by the name Jesus. The power of the name is displayed. The reason God answers us when we pray and the sick gets well when we lay hands on them is because of Jesus' name. God loves His name very much. He loves His name. That is why wherever His name is used, God is at work. If you are unsure about how to lead your faith life properly, then at the very least, call on the name Jesus eagerly. If you acknowledge that God's name is Jesus, then at least honor that name as a precious name. Then you will start to notice a difference in your life. Give that a try. If you're thinking, I have very little faith, I don't know how to live my faith life, then say this every time you wake up in the morning, Jesus, Son of God. Jesus, the name of God. Thank you for giving me God's name. Also say, glory to the name Jesus. I praise the name Jesus. I trust in the name Jesus. In other words, use God's seal He has given you. Moreover, Jesus said, ask whatever you wish in my name. If you feel heavy in your heart or have a problem at hand, pray and place God's seal on it. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus. Honor His name and God's attention will be on your prayer because of that name. It is because people neglect their prayer after praying that they don't receive what they asked for. But if you pray, believe, and wait, you will definitely receive what you prayed for. If all of this turned out to be a lie, why would we still be attending church today? Church members haven't been going to church for just 1 or 2 years. Some have been going for 30, 40, or even 50 years, and others for 3 or 4 generations. If praying in Jesus' name had no effect, and if Jesus had no power, they would have abandoned their faith long ago. But they weren't deceived. This is true. Love the name Jesus. Some people go to church for a while, but leave soon after. I hope none of you will do that. At times, people who leave the church end up treating the name Jesus with contempt. They say things like, nothing good comes from believing Jesus. Or, those Jesus' freaks, these people treat Jesus' name with contempt. What would happen if someone profanes the seal that God has given them? A curse will befall them. Every other sin can be forgiven if they repent, but cursing or profaning the name of God will never be forgiven. Another thing to really fear is that there is punishment awaiting after we depart from this world. But the curse that results from cursing or profaning Jesus' name will not necessarily come only after we depart this world. There is a high chance for the curse to come while still on earth. Therefore, you must not treat that name with contempt. When I was in second year of middle school, there was one teacher who came to teach a particular subject once or twice a week. At that time, I didn't know God or Jesus' name. Now, the teacher's name was Na. He was good at making jokes, and every time he came to class, he made a joke saying, I'm the older brother of Jesus of Nazareth. At the time, I was one of his favorite students, and he got me to massage his legs at times. Whenever he told me, come and massage my legs, he made those rude jokes that he was Jesus' elder brother. But one day, the year after, he covered the front page of the newspaper. His family of 3 was hit by a train and they died. Apparently, it was difficult to recover their remains because the train had run over them. His daughter, his wife, and he died in that accident. I remember seeing that in the newspaper. At the time, I didn't think too much of it, but after I became a Christian, I thought about it again. Who takes pleasure when people curse God's name? The demons revel in it. So when he ridiculed and mocked God's name, how many demons would have swarmed upon him? So I thought, oh, that's probably why he was mad with such a fatal oath. That's my personal opinion. However, apart from this example, there are plenty of other manifestations that result from cursing and profaning the name of God Jesus. I used to be in China as a missionary. Wherever I went, I preached the name Jesus and witnessed the Spirit of God coming upon people. They spoke in tongues, which is a different tongue that believers in Jesus speak when they receive the Holy Spirit. It is called the prayer of the Spirit. I witnessed many people speaking in tongues and the sick being healed. After that happened in one region, I left to preach somewhere else. However, one person from the church I preached in said he didn't receive or experience this grace. So, while the preacher was preaching at his church, he got up and spoke against the preacher. It was a rural region, and he was well-educated. He stood up the middle of the sermon and argued, saying, "The brother who came here last time, what he did was the work of demons, not the Holy Spirit." He said, "Jesus is God's name?" "No, Jehovah is God's name. Everything the man did while he was here was demonic." I wasn't there when he did that, but I was contacted by the minister of the church who told me about what happened. The minister contacted me to come to their church quickly. The reason was that while the man spoke against the name Jesus in the middle of the sermon, he suddenly became blind. He lost his sight all at once. People were saying amongst themselves, "It is God punishing him for contending against God's words." No matter how much they prayed, it was useless. So after thinking about it for some time, they concluded that their prayers would be answered unless they called for me, since the man became blind while defying me and the gospel I preached. So they urgently called me to come. However, I couldn't go because I was leading a meeting at another location. So that was very fearsome. And there were many similar occurrences. God's name is so precious and good, but that in turn, it can become deadly. It is so good if you accept it, but if you reject it, it can become harmful instead. That is why once we receive the name of Jesus, we have to value it. Today, you have heard about Jesus' name, but let's just say that later in life, you don't have faith and meet a fatal end. After this, you won't have an excuse to say, "I didn't know about this." If you have heard of God's name, then you must honor it. You must also experience the name. You might say it's useless to call on that name, then he can't help you. But if you do rely on the name, God will be at work. You can receive his help. The name means God will save his people, or God who saves. Call on the God of salvation. Jesus. If you don't know how to pray, say, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." Are you feeling sick? Do you need a prayer? Before you seek prayer from others, first call on Jesus, Jesus. For it is God's name, his seal, and he will be at work. Jesus is the son of David and Abraham. This doesn't mean he inherited their lineage. Jesus simply came through the household of Abraham and David. He came just as God promised to Abraham and David. But Jesus is not the son of Abraham or David. He is the son of God. That is why God gave him his name. But he gave us the name also. We too have become God's sons. Simply put, just as God exerted His Son Jesus, He has also exerted us. He treats us like God Himself. Though we have a hard time because of our flesh, God is treating us like God. Therefore, live like God. That is what believing Jesus is all about. We believe in Jesus to live like God. May this blessing be upon you and your family. I bless you in Jesus' name, we pray. Father God, we thank you for granting us your precious name. We thank you for granting us your seal so that we can use this for the ministry of salvation. We need salvation. We want salvation from troubles, curses, misfortunes, death, and hell. And we desire to become one with you. God, we pray that you will touch the hearts of the souls here who came a step closer to you but have not yet become one with Jesus. Move their hearts that they may experience Jesus' name and honor the name. Reveal to them of your living existence. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.